thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello. Welcome along to the Talking Flickster podcast. JT here with the amazing Mr. Lee. Happy Wednesday, Mr. Lee.
Happy Wednesday to the amazing JT as well.
Oh, the amazing. That's very nice. I feel like a circus character or something. I'm going to break out and do some
roll quiet. Up, you know, roll yeah, up.
No magic acts here, Mr. Lee. Okay. Yeah. How's your week been thus far? I know we're only halfway, but you are looking quite vibrant. And I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I mean, you know, I sent you an email last week, right? I sent you an email and I thought, you know, because you said you're having Friday off, okay? So I was very mindful. I sent you an email and then I get this response, you know, this nice little response back saying, hello, this is Grant. Not back until Wednesday. And I'm like, you're kidding me. What the hell is this? How did you manage to get another 4 days off?
I actually just went, you know what, I'm going to take a little mini break before school holidays start, and I'm so pleased I did. So, yeah, I just had a nice 4 or 5 days off. It's I was going to take today off, but I went, no, we're recording the podcast. I can't take today off because I'll get in trouble off JT.
Mate. You turned up, mate. Lucky you don't work for me, Mr. Lee, you wouldn't be getting any time off. You got some good bosses there at the Forum 6, Mr. Lee. Got some good bosses.
You'd have the whip out, I know. So, yeah.
I would have the whip, Mr. Lee, but I would also have good old friend, Mr. Taser out too. So, yeah. well, this is the podcast where we send a Talking Flickster off to see a new movie and get them to come on and review us and tell us all the great things about it, whether they rate it or hate it. And today, Mr. Lee, this has been one of those movies that's been a lot of hype about it. It's been very much anticipated, a Minecraft movie.
It certainly has. People have been waiting for so long. And I know once it was announced they were going to make the Minecraft movie, people were just so excited. And this is young kids right up to young adults waiting to hear when this movie was going to actually get released. And then when it did get the release date, wow, weren't we inundated. Over the last 4 days, 5 days, it's just been incredible.
Now, we both established last week that we didn't play the game. Although, I mean, you say you didn't play it, but I'm not sure that I believe it or not.
No. Well, can I say, I watched my kids play it, and then I went, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure if we checked the Forum 6 computer history, we'd see lots of Minecraft in there. I know what you're doing in that office, Mr. Lee.
I better go in.
Oh, my goodness.
I need to delete my history.
What else are you deleting off that history? No, it's for work purposes only. Mr. Lee, we've got to talk a Flickster, and we're going to meet them after we take a listen to a Minecraft movie.
I am Steve. As a child, I yearned for the mines, but something always got in the way.
Go on! Get out of here!
But the call of the mines was too strong. So one day, I started digging and digging until I found this. A wonderland where anything you can imagine is possible. As long as what you imagine can be built out of blocks.
Atta boy!
Where are we?
Wait, who are you again?
Garrett the Garbage Man Garrison. Gamer of the Year 1989. Whatever. I barely think about it.
Welcome to the overworld.
Anything you can dream about here, you can make.
Now let's have some fun.
This place makes no sense.
Don't I know it?
There are dark forces who want to destroy this world. If we want to stop them, we're going to need to create something amazing. Let's go to the stash.
This is our decision. Nothing we can do. We've got the vision. Now let's have some.
junk?
An ender pearl. Teleports you to wherever you throw it.
Yeah, right.
No, no! And that was the only one I had. No biggie. Oh, yeah. There's one more thing you need to know.
Great. Now it's dark. Does that feel quick to anyone else?
Yeah, it is a Minecraft movie, and Mr. Lee, our talking flickster today, our youngest yet at 11 years old, Riley. Hello, Riley. Welcome to Talking Flicks.
Hello.
Now, Riley is my son. That's the relation, Mr. Lee.
Ooh, okay. Welcome, Riley. It's so good. Now, can you dish some dirt on your dad?
He falls asleep when he's not supposed to.
Oh,
no. Now he's dishing.
No, no, no.
And he hasn't picked on my lack of hair yet, Mr. Lee. So I'm very pleased. We're 40 seconds in. We're doing well. So that's great. I'm glad you didn't. Thank you, Riley. I do appreciate that. Yes, we're off to a good start. But yes, it is a Minecraft movie. I took Riley along on the weekend to see it. And in 3D, Mr. Lee, which I haven't done a 3D movie before, but I've got to say I didn't mind it. You know, the glasses on. And,
yeah. It's pretty cool, isn't it, 3D? And I have to say, it's a lot better 3D nowadays than what it was when I was a kid, when we had the cardboard red and green. I think it was red and green
glasses.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Where, that was ages ago. Yes.
Yeah. A lot more, do you remember that?
I do remember them. But look, not that I mean, as I said again, it was not one of those things that I did very often. It's been a long time. Yeah. But what did you think, Riley? Did you like the 3D element to it? Like it was, you were unsure at first, but I think you enjoyed it.
I don't really think I liked it because I had to take them off because they were giving me a headache. And I said to Dad, I'll just watch it without. But the screen was blurry, so I had to put them back on, take them back off, put them back on. But I think they made the movie way more cooler.
I think, Mr. Lee, if there was any movie you wanted 3D, it's Minecraft, because as you would know, it's all about blocks and these cubes and all that sort of stuff they're building. And I thought that was really impressive because everything's kind of flying around, which is great. So it makes it even more lifelike. But let's talk the movie. Riley, over to you. What did you think of Minecraft?
I thought it was really cool because it's been a game for over a decade and everybody who plays it loves it. So it was really cool that they put it on a movie screen.
And I asked Riley, did you actually play the game?
I do sometimes. If we get out of a test, we can pull out the laptops and we can play Minecraft. But besides that, I don't really play Minecraft.
Now, this is a game that you play at school, don't you? Like, there's actually an education version, I believe, Mr. Lee, that you can play. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. There's two different ones.
That's what I was about to ask you. Yeah.
Minecraft, actually you have to pay money, but there's actually a school edition that doesn't cost any.
It's educational. Where's the education in the game, though? Like, what's the educational element?
So, there's a mode, so you can play, and then there's, like, a educational mode. You press on that, and then they put you into a world, and they actually have villages teach you stuff.
How much of the game do you think came across into the movie? Like, because for me, I haven't played the game before. You had, and you were, Mr. Lee, he was very helpful because there were things I was asking a lot of questions. I'm like, is this in the game? And there were a lot of cute things too, mind you. There's what are the cows called? Are they just called?
They're just called cows. Cows.
Yeah, the cows and the dogs and things like that. But so how much of that do you think of the actual game came across into the movie?
I think it came in with a lot. They got everything right. They got the villages, the nether, the animals, the world. So, yeah, I think it was really cool.
Oh, how good is that? What was your favourite character then in the movie?
Oh, Gareth the Garbage Man.
Jason Momoa.
Which is Jason.
Mm. Yep. Jason Momoa. What stood out to you? What did you like the most about Gareth? Like, what stood out to you?
He was really funny. You know, he always made me laugh. So, and he was enthusiastic. So that's what I like about him.
Yeah, I think...
And it's actually him as well. It's not actually a cartoon. It's actually him in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's decked in pink. And I didn't think I'd ever see Jason Momoa in pink, but yeah, he rocks the pink look, Riley, doesn't he?
He does.
He wears this pink...
He's got the 1990 jet.
He's got the long hair going on, because coming into the movie, I kind of it's a Jack Black film, right? You look at it, and Jack Black's all over the trailer, and so you just expect that Jack Black's going to own it. But I've got to agree with Riley. I thought Jason Momoa was probably the standout character. I think very funny. He's a funny guy, but I think he definitely made it, didn't he?
Yeah.
So if he's wearing pink, would you go up and say, hey, I like the pink, or would you go, I don't think Jason Momoa should wear pink?
I would go up and say, I love your pink on your jacket, and, you know, I would go up to him, make a joke about it.
Yeah, good. That's so good. Tell me, what was the music like in the movie? Because I know there's a huge soundtrack, and does Jack Black sing?
I think he sings all of it. I think I only remember one of the songs, but the rest I have no clue. And he really puts in, like, all of his effort into the singing. He goes all out.
For me, I found with Jack Black, because I got School of Rock vibes. A number of times I got School of Rock vibes, and you know, how he just... In School of Rock, I reckon he ad-libbed a lot of that movie too. You know, he just gets the mic and he just, whatever comes out of his mouth goes, and there was a lot of that going on. He just couldn't help but sing. So it's like, you just knew Jack Black was going to sing something in the movie. But what surprised me was for adults and kids, but more so for kids, is that a lot of classics, a lot of rock classics sort of sprinkled throughout the movie well, which is really good. Yeah, a lot of those old rock songs that you'd recognise, and I thought was really cool. So it's definitely coming back, that kind of music. I think that's, I think that really made it, I reckon.
It's really good, because that will actually get parents into it, because if you hear that music, the kids are happy because they're seeing the Minecraft, the adults are happy because they're hearing the music from, you know, past. That's a great way to get more people in to watch a movie. Now, tell me, was there anything that really did surprise you, Riley? We've already heard from your dad. What about you? Was there something majorly surprising?
So in the original Minecraft game, there's like a loading screen where it's like a block that keeps on getting bigger, and that's the Minecraft world getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When they put that into the movie, it's like when you're starting up a Minecraft game. And I thought that was really cool.
So good. I just think it's incredible that they can do something from a game and move something into a movie. That it's so much easier in a game, which it's not easy creating that, I know, but it's a lot harder in a movie to make it look like a game but not look like a game. Do you understand what I mean? Does that sound like, yeah.
Well, and on the game too, I actually asked Riley this question when we came out of the movie, was, do you think that somebody who hasn't played the game, do you think that it's harder for them to work the movie out? Do you think that it helps coming with a bit of prior knowledge of the Minecraft game?
If you have watched it, you'll know the movie more. But I think you can not play the game and get some understanding of the movie.
Well, there are a lot of funny elements too. So, you know, like, and I think that's enough for any parent that's got to come along and sit there and watch the film with the kids. You know, they are getting a lot of that. Another thing too I did notice is there were some parts that could scare some kids. What's that? Is it the Nether? Is that the
Nether?
The pigs.
Yeah, the pigs. But I think what would really scare somebody, a little kid, is when the kid is going to try and get, I think it was Nether Portal, and the Enderman can trick your brain to thinking somebody's there.
And there's some Endermen sprinkled throughout the movie as well. And these, again, I didn't know much about these Endermen type characters, but they look quite nasty as well. So, yeah, but it's staying true to the game. And I think that's what's really good. Yep.
Yeah. You need to have that. So in saying that, Riley, would you recommend this to what age group then? Would it be all ages? Would it be maybe, you know, 11-year-olds?
To maybe to 5, maybe to 14, maybe a little bit older.
For kids, yep. And then adults just enjoy it with their child.
Yeah, I reckon adults could easily enjoy it, especially if you've grown up playing the game too. You know, I think, and because Mr. Lee, you guys had a adults night at the Forum 6 in Tamworth, yeah, didn't you, just last week, and that went off.
Yes, it certainly did. It was very popular. And because I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of adults now who were kids who would have been playing it, and it'd be really cool to actually have a nice time by themselves without kids. And yeah, it certainly paid off. A lot of adults turned up for it, so very happy.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, let's head to the talking Flickster question from last week, Zane, and this is what he had for you, Riley.
So Jack Black stars in Minecraft, and as we know, Jack Black has one hell of a catalogue of classics. How does Minecraft stack up compared to those?
I think, because he's been in a lot of movies, a lot of good movies. I think he starts to going down the older he gets. And, you know, because he's been in a lot of movies and his body is getting in less and less shape. And, you know, yeah.
If we look at it from a standpoint of, say, School of Rock or Jumanji, how does he compare to those movies? Like, let's talk about, say, his acting and things like that compared to Minecraft. Still same funny guy? Like, what are we seeing there?
I think because he can't make more mature jokes because it's a kids' movie. So if you're watching School of Rock or Jumanji? Yeah. You can make some really funny jokes, but since it's like a kid movie, he's got to like keep it kids rated.
He does do a lot of kids movies, doesn't he? When you think about Jack Black.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Mm.
It's kind of his little genre now, isn't it really?
Like, yeah, and
I can't really think of something he's been in that's older, actually, off the top of my head.
Well, no,
it's all kids' movies.
But he suits it perfectly, and I think they chose a great person to, you know, to play that lead role. That famous line, "I am Steve." You like that one, don't you? Yes. Riley's been saying it nonstop. You know, but he plays that. Yeah, I think it's just, and as well, we should talk about a few of the other great characters as well. Another one that I've got to say, Mr. Lee, was a personal favourite for me. Riley, not so much, but Jennifer Coolidge. Now, for us, right? We love good old Jen. She plays Vice Principal Marlene, who's gone through a divorce with Clemente, and she makes you know about it. But yeah, she's just one of those characters who, you know what you're going to get when you see Jennifer Coolidge, don't you? She always brings this a very similar type role, and just those little one-liners that she drops that are just hilarious. And although you don't see a great deal of it in the film, the little bits that she does bring, I really like. Did you like it, Riley? Did you enjoy it?
I think she was funny, but, you know, not my cup of tea.
Oh, not Riley's cup of tea. Yeah, well.
Well, can I say, when you turn 15, 16, Riley, ask your dad to put on American Pie.
Yes.
You'll like her then.
That was a great movie, wasn't it? She was.
Oh, it was.
Wow, what a franchise.
She was standout. Stifler's mum. Yeah.
Stifler's mum.
And she'll always be known as Stifler's mum.
Yes, she will.
That's it.
Yep. Oh, and poor Stifler. As soon as he found
out.
Was it Finch? Was Finch that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. It was Finch that was very suave and sophisticated. Yeah,
I want to watch American Pie now. Okay. but no, all in all, I think it was a really good movie. Do you think Riley, we could have a sequel to Minecraft? Because we've a good first hit out. Could we bring Jack Black back, Jason Momoa? Could we see another Minecraft movie?
I would maybe want to see Jack Black maybe come back, or I'd like to see the portal to get into the real world that comes open.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So it goes in reverse.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, cows, pigs, villages, and maybe that bad girl pig gets into the real world, and Jack Black, Jason Momoa, or that has to go stop her and put her back into the nether.
Well, there you go, Riley.
You heard it first, okay? And if in a few years' time, when a studio picks that up and that actually happens, we'll say, Riley needs royalties for that.
That's right.
Because that's your idea.
Yeah. Bang on. And can I just say as well, Mr. Lee, props for the animation. The animation, it was awesome, wasn't it, Riley? Just how they brought some of those scenes to life, the color in it, it really stood out. So well done to the producers for that and whatnot, because it was just it looked like you're in a video game, which was wonderful. Wow.
And that's the whole idea of it too, isn't it? Like, if they can pull that off, they've won already, so people are happy.
That's the whole idea.
Excellent news.
All right, Mr. Lee. Well, let's open up your trusty freezer and get out your five choc tops. I'll give them to you, Mr. Lee, to give to Riley.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, Riley, out of five choc tops, how many are you going to give a Minecraft movie?
I would give it a 4.5 choc tops.
4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's brilliant.
Very good. Riley did say, could I give it a quarter? I said, no, we're not quartering our choc tops.
No, we can cut them in half. If we quarter them, they really kind of swish up.
Yeah,
don't they?
Not good.
Half is easier. Yeah. Well, can I ask, JT, how many choc tops will you give this movie since you've seen it as well?
Look, I've got to give it a 3.5.
Three and a half.
Only because, again, it's, you know me, Mr. Lee, you know my movies. I'm into horror and action and, you know, but from a parent's point of view, if I had to go along and see a movie with, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I've got to say I was more impressed than I thought I was going to be. So, yeah, take the kids along this weekend in the school holidays. It's a must-to-go and see. Would you agree, Riley?
Yeah.
Riley loved it. So
that's good.
Yeah, if you've got kids, take them along to see Minecraft because they'll thoroughly enjoy it.
Can I tell you a little Easter egg in the movie? So when Jack Black and everybody's going down the village, a pig walks past with a crown.
Oh,
and Dad said, what was that? I said, there was a very famous good player on Minecraft. He was famous on YouTube, but he sadly passed away from cancer in 2022. And here they put his crown on a pig.
I didn't know that.
How good is that?
I had no idea. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how he knew that. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, so a famous
so
crown somewhere in the
movie. To do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Wow. Nice
that
little tribute.
That's really good. Oh, well, we're all going to have to watch out for that now.
Yes, we will when you go and see it, Mr. Lee. And you will. Mr. Lee, maybe if you don't go and see a Minecraft movie, maybe you go and see Dogman, because that is the movie that we will be reviewing next week with our next Talk and Flickster. Eli, next week, is it? Eli? Yes.
Yes. So looking forward to that. So, Riley, what would your question be for Eli for Dogman, please?
How similar is it to the Dogman books?
Sounds good. That'll be interesting to find that out, especially now we've had two kids' movies in 2 weeks, so that's going to be good.
Just in time for school holidays, Mr. Lee, and you,
absolutely.
You love school holidays. I know you do.
I certainly do. I love it. The place is busy. The place is so much fun. I love it.
It's great.
When school go back?
But Mr. Lee, they haven't even started school holidays yet. Come on, we've still a couple of days to go. But this Friday, it will be buzzing. No doubt all the kids looking forward to breaking into school holidays. Are you doing anything exciting this school holidays, Riley?
Probably not. maybe play Minecraft.
That's a good idea, actually. That's a great idea. Don't you reckon, Mr. Lee?
Yeah. And get your dad onto it too so he can understand it a little bit more.
Nah, that won't be happening. Shan't be happening. No, not my cup of tea, as Riley says. Mr. Lee, we'll be back on Friday, midday.
Yes. Yeah, midday Friday with our normal show. So looking forward to that.
And Mr. Lee, on Friday, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I've got 2 days now to think, oh, geez, yes. What have I done?
Yes. In reviewing some audio of the show last week, I came across something that has really stood out to me. So I'm looking forward to, I'm going to raise it on Friday, Mr. Lee. I'm looking forward to an explanation from you. This will be very interesting.
No.
What have you done?
Yeah, now you got me really worried.
Yep,
I'm not going to sleep now for the next three nights. So
2 days to go, Mr. Lee. Good luck. Hey, Ryan, thank you for coming on Talkin' Flicks.
It's all right.
Good on you, mate. And Mr. Lee?
You've done really well. Thank you.
Catch you on Friday at midday. Don't be late.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.